You guys, I'm so excited to share this news with you. I just got to shoot the cover of Strong Fitness magazine. I've been a longtime lover and a longtime reader of this magazine, and this is a huge honor because it's the boss issue. It's the power issue. It's all about how having discipline and motivation to work out translates to the principles of entrepreneurship as well. So Strong Fitness Magazine is a national women's health and fitness publication committed to motivate, educate, and empower women to live their healthiest, happiest lives. In addition to workouts and fitness, they also report on the latest and most important issues impacting women's physical and mental health. In every issue, you're going to get recipes, you're going to get nutrition advice, and it's going to allow you to enjoy a balanced lifestyle without dieting, because who doesn't love to eat? You guys, I'm starting an alcohol company. That says a lot. The content in each issue is curated to keep you motivated and inspired, sharing powerful stories of real life women from all walks of life who've overcome difficult obstacles through resilience with the help of fitness. At Strong, they celebrate that all women possess strength. So I've partnered with them to make sure that you get a discount on your subscription. So to subscribe and receive this November-December 2020 issue featuring myself with this article all about fitness and entrepreneurship and how they share the same lane, you're going to want to go to strongfitnessmag.com/Lori Harder and use the promo code GETLORI, GETLORI, all caps, to save $3 on your subscription. Subscribing means that you receive this copy to your mailbox so you can avoid the stores, and you'll get it before it hits newsstands. So you'll also save 50% off the newsstand price. So right now, all you have to do is go to strongfitnessmag.com/Lori Harder. Use the promo code GETLORI, all caps, GETLORI, to save $3 on your subscription and 50% off of the newsstand price. For real, you are going to want to grab this because I'm sharing all about how everything that you've learned about fitness also applies to launching that business. You are so much stronger than you think. You got to start that business, girl. It's needle moving because that is the foundation in which I am able to find the energy in that peaceful place that sort of quiets the chaos. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And talking about always time to fit in inspiration, there's always a way to figure out your goals. And something that I want to tell you and that I hope sinks in is that there will never be the perfect circumstance. And that's what I'm going to chat with you about today. I am currently sitting in my RV with 15 minutes to spare before two phone calls and then heading out for the day to have to go to a bunch of appointments that we are meeting with people on the road. And I am currently dealing with a possible panic attack coming up, because it is not the perfect circumstance for all of the work that I have to do right now and for this raise for Light Pink and investing that I'm going into right now. So with that said, I am currently parked next to an airport and Chris is in the back in the RV showering. I have a bunch of calls. We have podcasts to record and you just have to get it done. So I want you to think about this in terms of your life.
it never feels like there is a good time. It never feels like it's just going to be perfect and you're sitting at your desk and you have your tea and you feel so inspired and it's sunshiny out and you feel good and your fitness is on point. It never looks that way. You know, there are those fleeting moments where you're like, wow, this is it. I'm in it. My schedule is amazing. I feel really good. You get those moments, but majority of your goals and majority of business and majority of success is achieved during times that are chaotic. Can you find that peace in the middle of the chaos? And how you do this is finding it within yourself. So you are the only barrier of entry to those goals and figuring it out and getting it done. Because if we really think about what's going on around us, we can sort of pull our mindset and our mental space away from all of the chaos and come to a place in the center that is balanced. And when I say balanced, I mean maybe a bit quiet, maybe a bit more peaceful. What do you need to do right now that is most important in your business that could move the needle, and what can fall to the wayside? Because there's going to be a lot of days where you have 10 things on your to-do list and you need to know which one is the most important.
If you listen to this podcast, you know that it is all about constantly growing. And that is because leaders are learners. And that is absolutely why I love this sponsor. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes that you can continue to learn from. It's for creative people, curious people, people who want to deepen their skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. So some of my favorite classes on Skillshare are the marketing classes. You guys know that I am launching a new company right now, and I can go and look and learn all about how to grow my social media. Or the one that I'm loving right now is The Staples of Branding by Jeff Staple. I absolutely am obsessed with learning all of these new things that I know are going to help my business. So Skillshare offers memberships with meaning. They have so much to explore, real projects to create, and you also get the support of fellow creatives. You know, I am all about tribe and making sure you don't do this thing alone. It empowers you to accomplish real growth. It's also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes or workshops. There's an annual subscription and it's less than $10 a month. So explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/happy. I'm not sure if you heard that, because it's 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/happy. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/happy. That's HAPPY in all caps. So 2 whole free months, unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. You're going to want to check it out. You're going to love it.
So this is one of the biggest, I think, success hacks that you can possibly have and learn, is to look at that to-do list and know which one is absolutely the most important needle-moving one. I talk a lot about needle-moving actions on this podcast. And for me, needle-moving things are, you know, things that are going to really move the business forward and bring income in or create big steps in order to move something forward. And another needle moving thing for me outside of that is also my workout and making sure I take care of my mental health. Why is that needle moving? It's needle moving because that is the foundation in which I am able to find the energy in that peaceful place that sort of quiets the chaos. So for me, I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning. We are currently in Phoenix area. It's going to be 100 degrees today. Woke up at 6 a.m., popped out of bed, went for that walk to kind of find that inner peace so I wouldn't feel crazy about this insane day that we have planned and getting all the work done that I need to get done. So that was my point of like, I got to let it go. I have to get out of my to-do list. I have to stop thinking I can't do this. I can do this one step at a time, one thing at a time. What are the needle-moving things that I have to do today? What do I need to get done? Who do I need to talk to? And what can fall into tomorrow? So these are all the most important things that you can do. And just to quiet that voice, right? Quiet that voice of, how am I going to do this? I can't do this. I'm so overwhelmed. I have so much anxiety. I'm never going to get this done. That is draining all of your energy, because what happens is that you are going to fill the box in which you have given yourself, right? So if you gave yourself 1 hour to accomplish something that normally takes you 3, somehow magically, you're gonna start getting that thing done in the 1 hour. Let me tell you, this is how all of my goals have been achieved. Give myself, 6 months to write a book, I get it done in the last 8 weeks. I write most of it in the last 8 weeks, right? It's really like you will fill the space in which you've given yourself to get something done. If you're like, I'm giving myself 2 hours to get my email done, try seeing if you can get that done in 1 hour and say, whatever I don't get done in this 1 hour, I'm coming back to tomorrow or another time. So start shortening those time periods and surprise yourself. So allow yourself to be surprised by yourself. But what I want to tell you is it is never going to be perfect. So you have to start now, and you have to start knowing it, and you have to dive right in. Like in the morning, I literally say things to myself like, eat that frog, like go do the hard thing first, like face it head on, go and do that thing, because that is the attitude that you have to have in order to do this. And eliminate distractions, like wildly look at what is really distracting you. Put your phone in a drawer, lock it away, put it in another room, delete your apps. I don't care what you have to do. When you are in creation and when you are in action, that's when a lot of the stress and anxiety goes away, is because you are in action. It's hard to be in action and stressed, right? It's hard to be in the important actions and stressed out. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. As always, you mean the world to me. I want to see who I'm talking to. I want to know what impacted you in this quickie. And just wish me luck on the road, you guys. I'm wishing you luck on all of your goals. And it's not even luck, right? I'm just wishing you massive energy and action. So make sure you share this in your stories. Tag me, tag Earn Your Happy. I love resharing your stories. I love talking to you. And until next time, Earn Your Happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.